And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2014. 1881, on this day, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. She was a shy young woman with a stutter. She began teaching 1839, age of 18, overcame her shyness. And early on, Clara Barton said, "I may sometimes be willing to teach for nothing, but if paid at all, I shall never do a man's work for less than a man's pay." Took a job in 1854 at the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, worked hard, and indeed, within a year, was making a salary equal to that of the men in the office. By 1861, war was breaking out, and when the Battle of Bull Run took place, not so far from Washington, a major defeat for the Union, Clara Barton read reports of the battle and realized that the Army had not seriously considered or provided for wounded soldiers. So she began to ride along in ambulances. And afterward, after the war, traveling to Geneva, she learned about the International Red Cross and founded the American Red Cross on this day in 1881. It's the birthday of Alexander Pope, London, 1688. Catholic family, and there was a wave of anti-Catholic sentiment in England at the time, so he was not allowed to attend public school. His aunt taught him to read, a priest taught him Latin and Greek, and he fell in love with the works of Homer when he was only 8. He developed tuberculosis, which affected his bones and stunted his growth. He was a hunchback, about 4'6" tall. Not many of his poems are read today, but he's very often quoted. It was Alexander Pope who said, "To err is human, to forgive divine, and fools rush in where angels fear to tread." Pope said, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pyrian spring." And it was Alexander Pope who said, "Be not the first by whom the new are tried, nor yet the last to lay the old aside." Here's a poem for today by Robin Becker entitled Hospice. I wanted to believe in it, the word softer than hospital, but still not home. Like any other frame house on the street, it had a lawn, a door, a bell. Inside, our friend lay, a view of the garden from her room, but no lift to raise her from the bed. A sword, the sun plunged across the cotton blankets. I wanted dying to be Mediterranean, curated, a villa, like the Greek sanatoria, where the ancients cared for their sick on airy porticos and verandas, with stone paths that led to libraries. A nurse entered her room and closed the door. For the alleviation of pain, I praise Morpheus, god of dreams, unlocking the medicine drawer with a simple key, narcotic, placed beneath the tongue. In the hall, the volunteer offered us coffee. How could I think the Mozart in G major we played to distract her could distract her? Or marble sculpture in the atrium. A poem by Robin Becker, Hospice, from Tiger Heron, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.